In Norfolk, sea level is rising as the land sinks. And as NASA climate scientist Dr. Radley Horton told CBS, that means it won't take another superstorm Sandy to create some major problems.
Even if storms stay the same, higher sea level rise alone is going to mean more frequent coastal flooding and more destructive coastal flooding when it happens.
But Horton doesn't expect storms to stay the same. He expects them to get progressively stronger. For Norfolk, where relative sea level is up a foot and a half since 1880, there's a growing sense of urgency to find ways of preparing. David Poole joins us now from the Virginia Public Access Project to talk about one possible countermeasure. David, what's being speculated about in this story would be a monumental undertaking.
Right, this is a story by Aaron Applegate and the Virginian pilot in Norfolk. The Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences has decided to do a study to look at the consequences and viability of constructing a 24-mile series of floodgates across the bay so that if a big hurricane came in, they could kind of raise this gate and keep the area from being inundated.
It could also have some negative effects, especially when the wind comes from the northeast, as it often does on the Chesapeake.
A nor'easter, which when it hits, a nor'easter comes into the Chesapeake Bay, it pushes water from the north, which would push it toward this wall. In that case, it could do more harm than good because it could actually trap water and cause incredible flooding. There's also not sure of how, if you put up these floodgates, how that might affect the mix of salt and fresh water in the bay, which could have some dramatic and unforeseen consequences on aquatic life.
In this part of Virginia, I suppose this is no longer just a set of political talking points.
There's people in Hampton Roads area that are starting to imagine how to actually deal with it.
Our next story, David, is from Portsmouth. It has left me confused. I will let you explain it.
Well, I'm not sure if I can do any better job than you, but Tim Everly at the Virginian Pilot waded into the situation and tried to explain what happened. There's a subdivision, Green Lakes, maybe not as nice as an adjoining neighborhood that has a golf course. There was a kind of sign, a brick sign out front that kind of fallen into disrepair.
Now, the sign bore the name of the subdivision, Green Lakes, the one without its own golf course. And then something happened.
Recently, someone came in and spruced it up, put a coat of paint in, put a nice emblem on there, and put on the name of the subdivision. The only problem is it was not the name of their subdivision, Green Lakes, but a neighboring subdivision, the one with the golf course, Elizabeth Manor.
Well, no one knows who did it, but Green Lakes, which I'm sure is a fine place to live, but not ultra high end, is now identified by the sign as part of Elizabeth Manor, which is ultra high end.
This has prompted all sorts of complaints to the city, kind of figure out who would do this. The city didn't do it. This is not a cheap job. It's estimated the work looked like about $2,000 worth of work. So somebody really wanted this to happen.
Changing the sign without city permission was illegal, so now someone will have to change it back. We'll stay tuned for further developments. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the state on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.